Alhamdulillah, we're continuing with our series of lectures with our Honourable Sheikh Imam Maliki. Inshallah, for you, those of you that were here for the last one, I'm sure you got a lot of benefit with regards to the etiquette of attending the masjid and the etiquette of being in the masjid and stuff like that. And I myself personally benefited a lot. JazakAllah khair. Now, inshallah, the next talk is going to be advice to the youth. And that doesn't mean if you're older than youth, or you don't consider yourself youth, you can't stay. Because obviously, if you're not a youth yourself, you've got children, you've got kids, or know somebody that has kids. So it's advice to all the Muslim youth, and as parents, what we should be advising our youth with as well. So, inshallah, I won't take up more time, because it's already late, and let the Shaykh begin. JazakAllah khair.
Alhamdulillah, salatu wassalamu, al-atamman al-akmalan ala Muhammad al-Rasulullah, سيد الأولين والآخرين وإمام الأنبياء والمرسلين والرحمة المهداة للعالمين والشافع المشفع يوم الدين وعلى آله الطيبين وأزواجه الطاهرات أمهات المؤمنين وصحابته الغر الميامين وخلفائه الأربعة الراشدين ومن استنى بسنته واهتدى بهديه إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد, just يعني quick يعني نعم ريكاب to what Abdullah just said, it's to the youth, and every one of you is going to be turned as a youth in the Jannah, so don't consider yourself old.
A lot of problems with the youth in this country.
Yeah, and every youth of today, but we love them for the sake of Allah. As Sheikh Hamad al-Ansar rahimahullah ta'ala told us one day, I went to see Sheikh Hamad rahimahullah along with two other brothers, and we approached him in his library, very massive library he has in Medina, and a lot of sculpture in it, and he used to love the sculpture of books. And once we entered, he was sitting on his sofa couch in the middle of the library, and once he saw us, he said, "You again, youth. We were about to hate you, but we cannot hate you." And he had a reason behind that, because some youth at that time started attacking imams like Ibn Hajar and Nawawi, and they said that they are mubtadi'a, and subhanAllah. And he told us a story, funny story, good to tell you about that. He said that group of youth came to me in this place where you are, and they had one of them, the head of them was sitting here, and he said, "Ya Sheikh, we want you to get all the books of Ibn Hajar," he said, "all the books of the Mubtadi'ah out of your library." He said, "Mubtadi'ah, who the Mubtadi'ah?" He said, "Ibn Hajar al-Nawawi." You know Ibn Hajar? Ibn Hajar, the one who wrote Fath al-Bari, the best explanation of Sahih Bukhari. And Nawawi, the one who done the explanation of Sahih Muslim. Other than the books that he done, a lot of books, both of them done a lot of books. Yani, as they say, yani, if it is not nobody, but at least very little number of people who serve the library of Islam, like these noble scholars. He said to them, "MashaAllah, the ilm, see the ilm, and when you get, old, advanced in age, while seeking the ilm, see how the diamonds come out of the mouth." He said to them, he treated them nicely, he did not turn angry and said, "Out now." He said, "Okay, no problem, inshallah. But," and he said, "I want you first, before I take these books out of my library, I want you youth to go and compile the explanation of Sahih al-Bukhari with no mistake in language, aqidah, fiqh, hadith, whatsoever, history. Don't make any mistake. Same wise with, likewise with Sahih Muslim. And when you finish them and bring them to me, and I have them checked all that no mistakes, I promise you, I will take the books of Ibn Hajar now and burn them." The ulama always refer to Ibn Hajar al-Nawawi in their books. Who can write like them today? But this is the youth. Always the youth. And you are talking about one different type of youth, which are the youth who are gone astray to the street, to the drug. Am I right? Yeah. That is another problem to the Muslim youth. But it is from the parents. The problem is caused by the parents.
You see, in the West, more and more Muslim youth are doing drugs and all kinds of other nonsense.
But it is from the parents, whether in the West or in the East. Why I say it is parents? Not because they did not raise them up correctly. You could have raised them up correctly, but in the school, in the street, people and maybe this child is like that, his personality is like that. But parents always forget what Allah guided them to. Allah Ta'ala said in Surah Al-Furqan, describing the believers, he said that وَالَّذِينَ يَقُولُونَ رَبَّنَا هَبْتَنَا مِنْ أَزْوَاجِنَا وَذُرِّيَاتِنَا قُرَّةَ أَعْيُنٍ وَجَعَلْنَا لِلْمُتَّقِينَ إِمَامًا. And those who always ask Allah, saying, "Oh our Lord, make for our children and our families some who can such as our eye," meaning raise them up nicely, goodly, so that we settle, we don't worry. We rarely use this dua. Ibrahim alayhi salam is a prophet. All of his children are prophets. All. He has two children, Ismail and Ishaq. All the children of Ishaq are prophets. Yaqub and Yaqub's children, 12, all prophets. Besides all that, Ibrahim constantly kept saying, وَرَبِّ جْنُبْنِي وَبَنِيَّ أَنْ نَعْمُدُ الْأَصْنَامِ. He's supplicating, asking Allah to protect him and his children. We rarely supplicate, we rarely contact our Lord, we rarely pray, we rarely do the good deeds. And then we say, oh, the youth gone. The youth gone because the father. Allah Ta'ala in Surah Al-Kahf, Ya Akhwan, look to this reminder in Surah Al-Kahf. When Al-Khidr and Musa came to a place and they asked for food, and the people in that town denied them, they said, no. They did not want to host them, they did not want to serve them food. They both walked and they saw a wall which is tilted, about to collapse. Then he came, Al-Khidr came and repaired it and set it up. Rebuilt it. Musa looked at him and he said, "You helped them? You did not see how they treated us?" He said to him, "Didn't I tell you that you cannot be patient with me?" But later on, when he asked him about these things, the stories, he said to him, "This wall belongs to two orphan boys who their father was good. Was pious. Look at this. Who their father was pious. And because of their father was pious, Allah saved them. Allah protected them. So if we ourselves try to correct ourselves, let me be honest with you. I've gone through many cases like this, in the West and in the East. You see the man complaining that his children do not obey him, they go to bad things and this and that. But when you come to chase his history, you find that he is boycotting his father for long. He's always disobeying his mother. SubhanAllah, how come you want your children to be nice and good? How come? You yourself have done many mistakes in your life, yet you did not repent, you did not return back to Allah properly. Maybe he started praying, but he did not return to Allah properly, by the meaning that he felt the taste of the sour of the sin that he committed. He did not cry for his sins. He did not ask Allah to forgive him that he was disobedient to his father and mother. Nah? But he wants his children to be so perfect. Nah? But this does not mean, does not necessarily mean that the Imam's son going to be, mashallah, Imam. Nah. Nuh alayhi salam, his son become kafir. Nuh's son become, but Nuh, to the last moment, he did his duty as a father. He asked Allah, Allah, ya, right? Rabbi, inna bni min ahli wa inna wa'daka al-haq. Wa anta arhamur rahimin. He said, oh my Lord, my son is from my family, and you, your promise is the truth, and you promised me to protect my family. He said, no, he's not from your family. He's someone who's disbeliever. But what I mean is, Nuh done his duty towards his children until the last moment. Although his son did not go for drugs, disbelief, mocking his father and the religion that he is about. But Nuh alayhi salam as a father did not leave it. He asked Allah to the last moment. To the last moment. That's what we need to do as fathers. Fathers and mothers need always to ask Allah to guide their children. And they themselves need to be good. Need to work on how to make their dua accepted. Yani the father asked Allah, ya Allah, make my son pious and protect him. But he go and get riba. How come everyone got a house and I don't have a house? I'll go to the bank and get a house through the bank. It is riba. Riba. So of course your life, the whole life going to go miserable. Because Allah Ta'ala is not only raising his support, but at that moment Allah is fighting against you, making your life trouble because he told you, don't go for riba. But you insisted to go for riba. You know? So we need to check ourselves. Believe me, whatever you see in your life wrong, it is because of your earnings. And earnings, I don't mean the money, but I mean the deeds. It's because of what you do. And this does not mean that we must be angels. No one make mistake. No. But if you every time make the mistake, repent honestly not to come back to it, and ask Allah to forgive you, wallahi your life will turn very beautiful. Allah Ta'ala said, إِنَّهُ مَنْ يَعْمَلْ صَالِحًا إِنَّهُ مَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِنْكُمْ مِنَ الصَّالِحَاتِ مِنْ ذَكَرٍ أَوْ أُنْثَى وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنْ لَنَحْيَنَّ وَحَيَاةً طَيِّبَةً. Then he who amongst you ever do good deeds while he is a believer, and he does it due to a belief, due to a feeling that I want to be close to Allah, Allah will grant him a very convenient life. Very convenient and comfortable life.
Here in the West, we also have an added problem as well, where females in society have earning power, right? Which is the problem they don't have in the Islamic countries.
That's correct.
How do we as Muslim men, right, combat against that? When at the end of the day, right, the law is also on the woman's side here in the West as well. Yeah. Where a man can't do anything.
Yeah.
How do we combat against that? It's very difficult.
It is very difficult. But as I told you, again, yeah. It's not the matter of power. Not the matter of power. But it is the matter of piety. And get in contact with Allah. And Allah Ta'ala will correct your children. And even your enemies. Your enemies. As Allah Ta'ala said. Allah musta'an. As Allah Ta'ala said. فإذا الذي بينك وبينه عداوة كأن ولي حميم. ما صدر الآية؟ صدر الآية وادفع بالتي هي أحسن وادفع بالتي هي أحسن فإذا الذي بينك وبينه عداوة كأنه ولي حميم وما يلقاها إلا الذين صبروا وما يلقاها إلا ذو حظ عظيم. All this push away the يعني harms and problems and like that in a good way, in a nice way. Believing in Allah, trusting Allah, Allah will turn even your enemy to a very close friend. He said that in the Quran. Allah won't say something which not يعني going to exist. So if we act as what Allah Ta'ala told us and commanded us, He will make our lives very beautiful. Very beautiful. But the problem is, we, the fathers, are committing so many mistakes, making so many mistakes and committing many sins, that we are making a burial between our deeds and repentance to go up. That's a problem. We have to correct ourselves first and then make dua for our children, for our wives, for our families. Some of the pious brothers have said, I know the sin I committed when I committed. They said, how? You know, what do you mean by you know? He said, when I have my camel or donkey disobey me and start being wild with me, I know that I have done something wrong. And when I come back home and find my wife is not quite obedient to me and quite happy with me, then I know that I have done something wrong. When I check, I find that I have done something wrong. You know? So this is the problem. But we are not, even between ourselves, without telling people, we are not admitting our mistakes, our sins. We are not standing in the last part of the night when all the family slept. You alone. Nobody hears you. You awake and make wudu and say, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, forgive me. I'm your slave. I'm only your slave. I admit all sins, all mistakes. Please accept my repentance. Please forge me. Guide me. Guide my wife. Guide my daughter. Guide my son. We rarely do that. If we do it. If we do it, it will be only little times. While we need to do this constantly. Especially when you come to the field of any evil like this here now. As you said, the kids are getting full support by the law in here. Even the daughter. Even the daughter. I know a man in Canada, he's from a Muslim, Arab Muslim country, migrated to Canada with the family. And it seems that he did not take much care of his family, and even about his religion, it seems that he is not practicing very well. Now, one day he was shocked by a request of his daughter. His daughter brought with her a Christian white man, her colleague in the college, saying that, I want to marry him. I want to marry this man. He said, no. You cannot marry him. He's Christian. He's not from us. She said, look, father, I'm going to marry him. You like it, you don't like it, I'm going to marry him. And then she left home. And they married. And they were driving to New York for the honeymoon. Because Montreal and New York are 1 hour drive. On the way they had a car accident. The girl was killed immediately. And the boy was seriously injured and taken to the hospital. So later on they came to the hospital, they want the girl, the body, to bury it in the Muslim graveyard. But the hospital refused because the husband wants the body. They went to the husband, they said, what do you want with it? He said, I want it. I want to burn it and I want the ash for remember. They said, oh, come. They raised it to the court. And when they raised it to the court, the boy brought the contract where they both signed that any of them die before the other has the right to do whatever he wants with the body. The court said to them, you go away, khlas. You have no right in that. So the father was crying. Crying after what? He is the cause. He is the cause. He did not give much care to his family. Himself, he did not give much care to himself. He did not have a good contact with his law. We saw many families here in the West, mashallah, their children is even much more better than some families in Medina and Mecca. Wallahi, I saw like this. Why? Because the father himself is out of contact with his Lord. He's always obedient. Whenever he commits a sin, he cries and go back, say, Allah, forgive me. That's the way. It's not yani, a kind of emotional thing we say. No, this is the truth. This is the haq. Allah a'ala. طيب وصلنا في رسالة الشيخ إبراهيم الرحيل حفظه الله إلى النقطة الثالثة إلى الفائدة الثالثة أو النقطة الثالثة. We reached as in the this message of Ibrahim, of Sheikh Ibrahim الرحيل حفظه الله to the third point. نعم نعم the third point of how we can يعني or the third point of the advice. He said قال إن من المقاصد العظيمة التي حث عليها الإسلام هداية الخلق إلى هذا الدين كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لعلي لما بعثه إلى خيبر لأن يهدي الله بك رجلا واحدا خير لك من حمر النعم أخرجه الشيخان. He said الشيخ إبراهيم الرحيلي حفظه الله تعالى said the third point of these points is that from the most important objectives which Islam encourages the Muslims to emphasize and be diligent in is the guidance of mankind. Guidance of mankind. Right. To this religion of Islam. As the Prophet ﷺ said to Ali radiallahu anhu when he sent him to Khaybar to fight against the Yahud. He said to him, if Allah was to guide one person by your hands, it is better for you than the red camels. Red camels yani were the most valuable thing to the Arabs. نعم. لكن قبل هذا كيف يستطيع الإنسان أن يهدي الناس؟ هناك آليات للهداية. How can the person guide the people? There are يعني methods for guidance. أولا أن يقوم هو بهذه الأمور التي يدعو الناس إليها. First of all, he himself acts upon these things that he guides the people to or calls them to. نعم. ثانيا يجب أن يكون عنده علم يتعلم ليس فقط عاطفة. He must gain the knowledge. It's not only emotion. I want to guide the people. لا. Go and seek the knowledge. نعم. قال فعلى من من الله عليه بالهداية إلى السنة أن يحرص على دعوة من ضل عن السنة أو قصر فيها إلى تحقيق السنة. And then he said, نعم. So it is building upon the one whom Allah has favored and guided to the Sunnah to be diligent and exert every effort and exert every effort possible in calling those who have deviated from the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam or have some shortcomings regarding the Sunnah. نعم نعم وأن يبذلوا كل الأسباب الممكنة في هداية الناس وتقريب قلوبهم لقبول الحق. ما معنى هذا؟ This is good point والله. What is the meaning of that? And he said this should be done with gentleness. With gentleness and leniency. In order to bring their hearts closer to accepting the haqq, the truth. You have to do whatever you can. يعني كما يقولون, as they say, اعتبر نفسك صياد. Consider yourself hunter. وهناك غزال, and there is a deer. تريد تصيده, ماذا تفعل؟ You want to hunt this deer, what do you do? تأتي بحيلة وصبر طويل وتأتي من هنا وتأتي من هنا. You be patient and you spend long time and calmness and gentle. You come this way, you come this way. You don't want the deer to get scared and run and escape. Huh? Why don't we, يعني, which is more valuable, a deer or a mankind you survive from the fire? Force a mankind to survive from the fire. So spend as much as you can to bring one only. Now, قال وذلك بمخاطبة المدعوين باللين. وذلك بمخاطبة المدعوين باللين. يعني calling them gently and softly. And كما قال تعالى في خطابه لموسى وهارون. As Allah Ta'ala said when he commanded Musa, his prophet Musa alayhi salam, and Harun, another prophet, his brother. Musa is a prophet messenger and Harun is a prophet. Now, and they both were sent to Fir'aun. Now, look what he said. قال اذهبا إلى فرعون إنه طغى فقولا له قولا لينا. فرعون إذا كنا نقول لفرعون قول لين, إذن من هم أقل من فرعون ماذا سنقول له؟ نعم, كما في سورة طه آية 44. As Allah Ta'ala said to Musa and Harun, he said, go both of you to Pharaoh, verily he has transgressed all bounds and disbelief and disobedience. And speak to him, this is the most important part of it, and speak to him mildly. Perhaps he may accept the admonition or develop some fear of Allah. يعني دعوني أسألكم أنتم. الله عز وجل هو الذي قال لموسى وهارون هذا. Allah, let me ask you this. Allah Ta'ala is the one who said this to Musa and Harun. Correct? طيب. هل الله عز وجل لا يعلم أن فرعون لن يقبل الدعوة؟ Is it, يعني, that Allah does not know if Harun, فرعون, if فرعون isn't going to accept the دعوة. Allah knows or he does not know? Allah knows. Before he created heavens and earth by 50,000 years, he knew every mankind what is he going to end up with. Like why Allah Ta'ala, although he knows that Fir'aun is not going to accept, he said this to Musa and Harun. It is to teach us. It is to teach us the way how we approach people gently and nicely, trying to bring them. قلت لكم قصة هارون الرشيد اليوم. Today I told you the story of Harun al-Rashid. رجل جاء إلى هارون الرشيد. A man came to Harun al-Rashid, الخليفة المعروف. قال يا أمير المؤمنين إني ناصحك ومشدد عليك بالنصيحة. He said, I'm going to advise and I'm going to be very strict and rough with you. فقال فرعون والله قال هارون الرشيد والله لا أقبل منك. He said, by Allah, I'm not going to accept from you this نصيحة. لأن الله تعالى لما أرسل من هو خير منك إلى من هو شر مني. He said, because when Allah said who is better than you, Musa and Harun, to who is worse than me, which is Fir'aun. He said to them, فقولا له قولا لينا. فقولا له قولا لينا. Speak to him mildly. نعم. فإذا كان فرعون يعامل بهذه الطريقة فكيف مسلم أخوك المسلم؟ If Fir'aun is treated this way gently, what about your Muslim brother, your Muslim sister? Why this roughness? Where from we earn this roughness? Where from? This is not correct, ya ikhwan. This is not the da'wah. This is not the da'wah. نعم. قال ومخاطبتهم بالألقاب التي تتناسب مع مكانتهم. And even when you call them in a good name. You don't, يعني, accuse them by using very bad names. نعم. يا أخي. يا this. قال الشيخ said, as the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, when he wrote to the kuffar, he used the names that they liked and people called them with. Like when he sent to the Heraclius of the Romans, I said to Heraclius, the grand of the Romans, like that. Now, and when he used to call Abdullah ibn Ubay ibn Saba, the head of the Munafiqeen in Medina, but because Abdullah ibn Ubay ibn Saba showed Islam. So how he used to treat him? How did he used to call him? He used to call him by his kunya, by his surname, Ya Abu al-Hubab. He never called him by his name, Ya Abdullah. Ya Abdullah. Yani just afwan in this, I don't mean it, but I just want to give you some example. Wallahi, أنا لا أقول هذا من أجل أني أريد لكن من أجل أن أضرب مثل إلى أي مستوى انحدرنا. By Allah, I don't say this because I want this to be done for me. But I want just to show you an example of which limit they went to. أو بلاشي أنا. Let my example go away. مثلا في الزمن الماضي in the past, يعني قبل سنين, كان يقال مثلا الشيخ علي حسن, الشيخ سليم, الشيخ مشهور, الشيخ محمد موسى نصر, الشيخ مثلا فالح, الشيخ أي أحد. أنا ما أقصد أن تذكر هؤلاء, فأنا أقصد يعني أنظر إلى أي حد وصلنا. اليوم حتى مؤلف هذه الرسالة الشيخ إبراهيم الرحيلي, دكتور في الجامعة الإسلامية, أستاذ كرسي أو أستاذ مشارك ما أعرف, يعني رجل له مكانة كبيرة عند العلماء, اليوم يأتي واحد من الشباب يقول إبراهيم الرحيلي قال, إبراهيم الرحيلي, إيش أين الأدب؟ أين الأدب؟ يعني these مشايخ, everyone can make mistakes. Everyone, we are human. But where is the adab? Where is the manner? Where is the etiquette? When I make mistake, يعني yesterday I was sheikh, today I'm somebody from the street. Yesterday was Sheikh Ibrahim al-Rahila and he used to participate in the conferences and the kingdom and out the kingdom and mashallah. Today Ibrahim al-Rahili. This Ibrahim al-Rahili said, Subhanallah, where is the justice, where is the adab, where is the etiquette, where is the manners? Where are these? Now, this is the problem. Now, وَبِالصَّبْرِ عَلَى جَفَاءَ الْمَدْعُوِينَ وَمُقَابَلَةِ بِالْإِحْسَانِ. And also, to call them by their, as we said, by their title that fits them, and So you, as Allah Ta'ala said, and you be patient with them, and you be patient with them, as Allah Ta'ala said in Surah Al-Ahqaf, ayah 35, فاصبر كما صبر أولو العزم من الرسل لا تستعجل لهم. Allah Ta'ala said, therefore be patient, O Muhammad, as did the messengers of a strong will. Who are they? من هم أولو العزم من الرسل؟ نوح, إبراهيم, موسى, عيسى and محمد. Five. See, read their biography and see how patient they used to be about. How much patience? نعم. نعم. إذا لا بد من أن يعني نصبر على إخواننا ولا ننابذهم العدا ولا يعني نجفو معهم. We have to be patient with our brothers and we don't have to be so rough with them. نعم. وبهذا يأتي الله عز وجل بالخير لنا جميعا. And by that Allah Ta'ala will bring us the khair, all of us. All of us. نعم. All of us. قال خامسا. خامسا. The fifth. قال لا عفو الرابع. The fourth. The fourth. ينبغي لطلبة العلم خصوصا الدعاة منهم أن يفرقوا بين المداراة والمداهنة. فالمداراة مطلوبة وهي متعلقة باللين في المعاملة. جاء في لسان العرب مداراة الناس ملاينتهم وحسن صحبتهم واحتمالهم لئلا ينفروا منه. والمداهنة مذمومة وهي متعلقة بالدين. قال تعالى ودوا لو تدهنوا فيدهنون. قال الحسن البصري معناه ودوا لو تصانعهم في دينك فيصانعون في دينهم. So the Sheikh is saying that and in the fourth point he said it is very important, especially for those students of knowledge who are involved in giving da'wah, that they distinguish between mudarat and mudahana. Two Arabic terminologies. One is good and one is bad. Uh-huh. As for mudarat, which is pertaining to leniency and gentleness and you're dealing with the people, that is mudara, that is called mudara. Yani, you just ignore what mistakes they make against you. Yani, you just keep yani gentle with them. This is called mudarat. This is called mudarat. كما فعل النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. As the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, did. لما جاء الرجل وطرق الباب قيل فلان بالباب قال بئس أخو العشيرة. As the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم done, when the man came and knocked the door, they said, so and so at the door. Say, what a man. And then he said, let him in. فلما دخل هش وبشر يولي أهل آنان. And when the man came, he smiled at him. Oh, welcome, welcome. عندما ذهب الرجل, when the man left, عائشة قالت يا رسول الله قلت بئس أخو العشيرة ثم عششته وبشر. عائشة said يا رسول الله, you said what a man is he, and then when he came in, you smiled at his face. قال يا عائشة منذ متى عهدتني يتقيني الناس يتركني الناس اتقاء وحشي. He said, Aisha, since when you know me, that people avoid me because of my roughness? Because of my roughness. Yani, I might not like him, I don't like him, but it is not necessarily that I show him that I don't like him. Some people yani, decide to be bold. I don't like you, I tell you on your face. And they say, if I don't tell you on your face, this is hypocrisy. La, 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 la. This is hypocrisy when you are rough to the people. This is from hypocrisy, from the manners and characters of the hypocrites, is that they are rough with the people. And this is not correct. نعم. نعم. قال فالمداري يلين في المعاملة مع غيري من غير أن يتنازع عن شيء من دينه. The one who is practicing مدارة, he becomes soft, but he does not, يعني, he does not. Give up his religion. Yani, for example, if someone is committing yani, sins or abandoning the Salah or saying bad statements about Islam, he does not come and say, and that's it. No, that's not mudara. What is the mudara now? He said what he said out of ignorance. It makes me angry. Now I approach him gently. I say, "Akhi, what he said is wrong. He should not say this." Now what I'm doing is mudara. But if I come to him and say, "Akhi, how are you doing?" And I never correct him, this is mudahana.
He's agreeing with what he is doing.
That is mudahana. But when you correct him gently, that is nice. That is good. That is good.
Sometimes what happens when you try to do that, they would insult you, and they become very,
I mean,
you are soft, and they become very
aggressive. But don't you think that the Prophet ﷺ had the same thing?
Yeah. I mean,
he was so with them, and they were so rough, so rash, and so harsh, and not only verbally, even they extended their hands, they put the dirt on his neck when he was prostrating, they broke his head and teeth, they bleeded his ankles, they did all this. But he was also gentle with them. In contact to advise, it is essential. In contact to just have a contact for no purpose, no, that's not correct. No. La, النصيحة لا تكون أمام الناس. يقول الإمام الشافعي, the brother is asking, if I want to give an advice, should I give it in front of people or not? I say no. Advice should not be in front. This is not an advice. When you come to the person and approach him in front of everyone, it's a kind of insulting, you know. You come to him and say, "Ya akhi, you done this mistake, you done this mistake, I am advising you." This is not advice. Imam al-Shafi'i يقول, تعمدني بنصحك كل حين وجنبني النصيحة في الجماعة فإن النصح بين الناس نوع من التقريع إلى أرض الاستماع. He said, advise me every other time, but don't advise me in front of the people, as this is a way of insulting and striking over my head in front of everyone. You're insulting me. So if you do that, I'm not going to listen to your advice. Now, as Harun al-Rashid said, don't yani, advise harshly. Yeah, gently, and you choose the time. Maybe I'm not in a good mood now. Delay it some time and come to me and approach me nicely. Now. لا ما أظن حديث يمكن يكون مقولة لكن إذا لم يقبل النصيحة فعلا فما فيهم خير. إذا لا يقبل النصيحة طبعا أي إنسان ما يقبل النصيحة فأتى الخير عليه. نعم. قال للشيخ continue to say, والمداهن يتقرب إلى الناس بترك شيء من الدين. المداهن يتقرب إلى الناس. As for the person who is practicing مداهنة, نعم, he is trying to come closer to the people by giving up some of his religion. نعم, meaning, this man is a rich man and he is helping him financially, so he wants to have some help from him financially. He comes there and he sees many things wrong. For example, the music is played and the khamar is served, and women and maybe almost naked women coming and going, and he keep quiet and he is mashallah, jazakallah khair. This is not correct. This is not correct. You should leave the place. If they don't listen to your advice, you should leave the place.
So, church.
Until some time.
You see this gentleman who is
being good with a rich person, though. If he accepts the money.
No, no, no. I don't mean being good. We want to be good.
Yeah, pretending to be ill.
No, he's not pretending. He is selling his deen.
Yeah, yeah. It's not this money he's getting. It's not justified, is it?
No, it is haram.
Yeah, yeah.
It is haram. Because he got it through selling his deen.
Yes.
Selling his religion like the Yahud. The Yahud did so. كما قال الله عز وجل يشترون بآيات الله ثمنا قليلا. They sell the verses of Allah, the ayat of Allah for little money. أعوذ بالله. And whatsoever money you get out of it is little. Even the whole dunya. If you get as a price for your deen, all of this dunya, you have sold it for nothing. Because you're going to die and leave this dunya. And then, forever you're going to be in the fire. What's the benefit of that? Now, إذن قال فعلى طلبة العلم مراعاة الفرق بين الأمرين فإن من الناس من قد يظن أن مداراة الناس والرفق بهم ضعف في الدين وسمونه تمييع. يعني we have to know the difference between this, between these two, because some people يعني consider. Some people consider that tolerance and gentleness and leniency is a way of weakness in the deen, and they, as they call it, tamir, or what do you call it? Yani insha Allah, someone the icing or melting the ice, or breaking the ice or whatsoever. Yani, they say that he is yani weak in his deen. We have to be strong. We tell everyone who's wrong, you are wrong. Yeah, this is not correct. You tell him you are wrong, but gently. I tell you something. The Prophet ﷺ was sitting one day with his companions when a young man came and he said, Ya Rasulullah, permit me for zina. Rasulullah ﷺ did not turn rough with him. Rasulullah ﷺ did not turn rough. But he said to him, okay, come. The young man came and sat down. He said to him, do you accept zina for your mother? He said, no. Everyone doesn't accept for mother. Do you accept it for your aunt? He said, no. He said, everyone? The same. Do you accept it for your daughter, your sister, your aunt, like that? He said, no. He said, well, everyone doesn't accept it. Everyone doesn't accept it. And the woman that you are going to do zina with, it's either a mother of someone, or an aunt of someone, or a wife of some other, or a sister of someone, or a daughter of someone. So how come you accept it for others while you didn't accept it for yourself? The boy said, Ya Rasulullah, ask Allah to guide me. See how he turned? See how he turned? Yes, sir. Now Rasulullah ﷺ did not, yani, if it happened today to one of these yani, extreme people, they would turn very angry and say, "No, Allah curse you, how come you say that?" But Rasulullah ﷺ drove the man gently until the man accepted the haq. Naam. And in many occasions, ikhwan, not only that, I could hold you until the morning telling you many stories of Rasulullah ﷺ, how he was very gentle. Very gentle. In the da'wah. Naam. Alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullah. What is, yani, alladhi laysa bimaqbool huwa al-mudahana. Huwa al-mudahana. Huwa al-sukut al-akhtaa. The mudahana is not accepted. What is mudahana? Is to keep quiet or... Barakallah. The mudahana is to keep quiet of the mistakes of others. Because you don't want it to run away from you. Now, this is not correct. Today, I saw one of you guys done a mistake in this masjid. I gave him the advice indirectly, alhamdulillah, and he got it and done what he's guided to. Khalas, alhamdulillah. Khair. He would love me, and I would love him. He would love me because I did not expose him to the people. I just gave the nasiha inside the lecture by way or another, and he will respect me for that. And I will respect him because I saw him immediately responded to the nasiha. Alhamdulillah. This is the way we need to be. I could have told that man, hey, you are making a mistake. Correct yourself. And then it become a kind of, you know, insult. Yeah? That's the thing. So we have to approach the people gently and nicely. And we have to remember that if they accept the haq from us, we are the ones who are getting the advantage. We are the ones, because Allah will reward us highly, because we could have brought someone to the haq. So let's work on that and bring the people to the haq, to the field of obedience. والله أعلم وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه. إن شاء الله بتكتنيو تمور بإذن الله تعالى. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.